Hi, friends. Welcome to the By His Grace podcast. I am your host, Misty Phillip. For those of you who don't know me, I am the author of The Struggle is Real, But So is God Bible Study, and the host of this podcast, By His Grace, empowering you to live by His grace through the struggles of life. If this is your first time listening, thank you so much for joining us. This podcast is now being listened to all across the world. And I just want to take a moment before we get into today's episode to thank you so much for listening, that it really means the world to me. And I would appreciate you taking time to subscribe and leave a rating and review on iTunes to help other people find the podcast. Thank you so much. Welcome to another episode of By His Grace podcast. I am so excited to welcome Monica Schmelter to the show today. But first, I just want to thank my listeners for listening and for sharing the podcast. I am just blown away by how God has blessed the By His Grace podcast and what He is doing with it. And I don't typically do this, but today I want to ask you a favor. Would y'all mind going on to iTunes or wherever you listen and hit the rating button or leave a review, because that helps other people to find the podcast. So without further ado, I want to jump right in. I'm excited to have Monica here with us today. I met Monica at the Blue Ridge Writers Conference. She taught a series of lessons on how to rock your media interview. So she is a woman who has been in Christian media for a while. So I'm gonna stop talking now and invite Monica on. Monica, welcome to the show. How are you today?
I am doing great, Misty. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So glad you are here. So Monica, I know you've been in television for at least 20 years, I think, but why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about you and your show and what you do?
Yeah. So Misty, I have been in television for 35 years now. So that's quite a while.
Wow. And you don't look old enough to be in television for 35 years.
So. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And I do a daily television show called Bridges. And I work for the Christian Television Network, so that's where the program airs. And so, you know, it's a fascinating blessing for me to be able to do that, because I get to hear people's faith stories, their journeys, the struggles, you know, the challenges, and also the victory as we're obedient in Christ. So, you know, that's what I do for work and for ministry. And I've been married for 36 years, and my husband and I, we have one adult son, and he's 31.
So you have been pretty much in this job your entire marriage. Yeah.
You know, I have. When I graduated from high school, I really felt, Misty, that God wanted me to study broadcasting in college, and I did that. And it wasn't too short of a time that I was out of college that I got a job in Christian television. And so I haven't always been with the same network that I am now, but I have been 35 years in Christian television.
Well, great. That's what we're going to talk about today, is I'm sure that along the way you have experienced some challenges of being a woman in Christian media and just being in the public eye. So that's what we're going to talk about today, because I know I've got a lot of people here who are authors and bloggers and speakers that listen to my podcast. And, you know, for many people, they're not used to living in the public eye. So talk to me what that journey has been like for you.
So I'm glad that you asked that question, because I don't know when I got started out that I really ever gave that any thought or attention. It sort of, to me anyway, Misty, seemed like that's just what God called me to do. And I was doing it. What I wasn't aware of when I got started was how much that people are watching me, sometimes how people are depending on me, sometimes how people are holding me up to what would be just a really unrealistic expectation. And so I've worked really hard and prayed really hard about being the most genuine and authentic that I can be, and sharing my struggles in faith, because I think that, Misty, sometimes when a person looks at someone, you know, even like you with a podcast or someone in television or anybody in the public eye, the thought is that, well, their life must be really perfect. It must be really easy because that's what God has called them to do. And so their life is not anything like my life. And so I've done the best that I can do to share that. That is absolutely not true. My challenges and struggles personally and professionally are the same as everybody else. And it requires a lot of prayer and time and attention just to be able to deal with the pressure of being in the public eye.
Right. So would you mind telling me some specific things that you've dealt with as some hurdles that you've had to get over?
Well, absolutely. And I mentioned one being unrealistic expectations. And I can give you this example, Misty, from when our son was younger. I think he would have been in about the fifth grade at the time. And he was really, really excited because he was in a roller hockey championship. Like, it was a really important game to a fifth grader.
Yeah.
And my husband and I were very, very excited to be there. And of course, we're cheering our son on. And next to me was a woman who recognized me from Christian TV. And she was a very nice woman. The thing is, what she wanted to do was to tell me about her problems and her concerns and her need for prayer. And I said to her, you know, I would love to talk with you and I will pray for you. This is this last championship game of the year. And I want to be able to cheer for my son and be excited for him. And she walked away very offended and very disappointed in me. Mm. And, you know, I felt badly. Part of the pressure that I've had to deal with is my own desire to people please.
Yes.
And to meet needs. And so that is a part of it. And I knew, Misty, that I had done the right thing. Like, my son was literally looking at me from the roller hockey floor, like, mom, look at me. And he wanted my attention. And my first priority, as with any mom or wife, is my family. And right. So that's one example of an unrealistic expectation where I did pray for her afterward. I didn't ever get to meet up with her again, but I had to really let that go and cast that care on the Lord and not allow that to bother me or to make me fearful that I had hurt this woman who had a lot of needs. It's just that I wasn't the person to meet those needs right at that moment.
Right. It wasn't the time and the place. So yeah, I completely understand that. Well, let's talk about some lessons that you've learned, because with 35 years in the business, I have a feeling you've learned quite a few lessons. So why don't you share a few lessons with us?
I've learned so many lessons, Misty. I think one of them that I've learned is that everybody has a story. Everybody has something really important to say and to share, and that we really can learn something from everybody that God puts in our path. And I've really learned to listen to people and not just what they say, but listen to their heart. Mm. And I've learned and gained this great appreciation, Misty, for how God, you know, He works in all of our lives in different ways. There's not a formula. There's not a cookie cutter. You know, He draws us in by His Holy Spirit in all different ways. We worship differently. We express our faith differently. But what I can see is that it's the same Jesus Christ, the thread, the center of our faith story. And so I've learned that everybody's got something to say. And
that's,
it's
beautiful.
Significant that I can learn something from everybody. And I can tell you this, Misty, I have gained so much compassion. You know, when I first got started out, I was really young. And I never thought I knew everything, but I sort of had that, you know, well, if that happened to me, I would just do X, Y, Z. And I've learned over the years, it's just not like that. And that God is much more compassionate and gracious and than I need to be too.
Oh, that's so good. That's so good. So how has the Lord helped you through? Can you think of some ways that He's helped you on this journey?
Oh, absolutely. And He's helped me through in so many ways. And he's given me strength when I just think that I can't go on another day, or that this is just really too hard, or that the pressure. And I can think of one time, Misty, an accident or a mistake happened here at the studio. And it was communicated to me that that's doing a teaching in the studio, that the group that was scheduled was not able to make it. So with that in mind, I came to work dressed differently that day than I would have, and I really didn't have the message all prepared. And, you know, I had been sitting at my desk for just a few minutes, and I heard all this rumbling in the lobby, and I wondered, what in the world is that? And then I realized that somehow this was a miscommunication. Here was a lobby with about 16 people who were waiting to hear me do three teachings.
Oh, no.
I really wasn't prepared. And I'll be honest with you, Misty, I was in a very heartbreaking season of my life.
Yeah.
And I just thought, God, I'm not dressed the way that I would be. And, you know, God gave me just that little unction to just go out and do that. And I grabbed up some notes. I had been working on various things, went out to the studio. And Misty, for three teachings, I gave it my very best. And I'm telling you, I had nothing left, but the Holy Spirit fueled me and helped me. When the people left, one of the women was crying and saying it was just what she needed. And my thought was, I didn't even think that I did that great of a job. I wasn't even prepared. And when they left, Misty, I sat down in this aluminum chair in the studio. And I was just saying to God, this heartbreak season of my life, this is so heavy. And I feel so alone. And I am not one to tell you that I hear the audible voice of God, or, you know, but in that moment, I felt God say to me in the stillness of my heart, I see you, Monica. Mm-hmm. I see you. And that made all of the difference. So God helps me by helping me just plug along, by giving me what I need next. And that moment in the studio, as raw as that was, me sitting on this aluminum chair and feeling so sad and so alone, God giving me that comfort. He didn't tell me that he was going to change the situation or make everything all better. He said, I see you. And for me, that made all the difference. If the creator of the universe sees me, there's a comfort in that that I can't get any other way.
That is amazing. And I've actually had a similar situation happen where I was going to speak to a group of people and had something devastating happen, and I wasn't able to prepare the way I normally would. And so I was sitting in the parking lot before I went in to speak, and I said, Lord, none of this is taking you by surprise, and I have nothing to give. So if you don't show up, these ladies aren't going to have anything. And I just went in and I sat on this little wooden stool, and I just shared my heart, and I shared some personal stories from my life, and it went in a direction I didn't ever expect it to go. But afterwards, the ladies, it was exactly what they needed. So sometimes I think we can even get in the way of what God wants to do. And so if we would just let go of our agenda and be in that position where we're dependent on the Holy Spirit. So that's a beautiful example. So let me ask you this. If you were going to sit down with a bright-eyed, you know, 20-something, just graduating from college, who was entering the media field, what wisdom would you share with her?
You know, one of the things that I would share, Misty, is to, you know, regard work in the media as a sacred trust. It has a way of impacting and influencing people as no other. And so in that regard, you know, the Bible says to walk worthy of the vocation which we called. And at the same time, I would also say to her, enjoy yourself. Don't let the unrealistic expectations of others, or even your own fears about what you look like or how people perceive what you look like. I know over the years, people want to let me know, you know, they think I look old. They don't think I look old. Have you gained weight? Has this happened? All of that. And so I would say to her, as much as you can, let all of that go and just really lean into the Lord and enjoy it. Enjoy it. God has picked you for this. And as long as you lean on Him and do your best to obey Him, let the rest of it go.
That's such great advice. Well, I know that you offer media coaching and you do some speaking. So tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, as far as media coaching, one of the things that I love to do is to work with authors and bloggers, or really anybody that wants to share their faith story in some form of media. And I work with them to help them find their own personal style and ways to communicate that are relatable, that make sense to other people. And I find that to be just really enjoyable because I'm able to help people hone in those skills. And I want any time, especially, that it's a believer in Christ that wants to open up a conversation, whether it's on a podcast or on the radio, TV, whatever, I want us to represent the Lord in an outstanding way, but in a way that is also authentic and genuine, a way that really allows the Holy Spirit to draw others. So that's why I like to do that. And for speaking, you know, Misty, I loved what you shared about the one time when you went out and you weren't as prepared because life happened. And I think that that's such a good and honest way to be. You know, I'm not really able to meet anybody's needs. I know that God has gifted me to speak, but I know that I have to rely on Him and that people aren't just looking for my good theology or my delivery or presentation, though I work on those things because I think it's important as a follower in Christ to hone in our craft and to develop our skills and gifts and abilities. But that only takes us so far.
Yes.
What I'm really doing is relying on the Holy Spirit to give me the scriptures, the stories, the examples. And I love to be able to say to women, and I'm also invited to a lot of churches to speak, so to women and to men, I love to be able to say to them that the Christian life is not what people sometimes want to make it out to be. Our lives are not wrapped up with just a pretty bow on it, and that everything is picture perfect, and that God just answers all of our prayers immediately. But I love being able to share that even though sometimes obedience is a sacrifice because we want to go our own way, or that the Christian road looks hard, or that prayers are seemingly not answered, that God is still good.
That's
and
right.
That when we seek Him with all our heart, we're going to find Him. And even when things don't go my way, I have a Savior, you have a Savior, we all have a Savior who's going to work it out in a different way, but in a better way, because He knows the big picture.
Thank goodness.
Amen. I love being able to show people the goodness of God, that He's reliable, that He's trustworthy. And I love to be able to share that, you know, sometimes weeping does last for an entire season. Sometimes we're in seasons of suffering and testing, and I don't like those, but He always brings good from them.
Yes, yes, that's so good. Well, here's a question that I always ask my guests. Is there a life verse that you have or a particular scripture that really helps you? What would that be?
You know, I love from the book of John. It was right after I got saved, this verse just popped out at me and I've held it forever, that says, "You didn't choose me, but I chose you and ordained you to bear fruit and fruit that will remain." And so I hang on to that for myself and I hang on to that for others, because this whole thing of life is not our idea. He chose us and He ordained us. And that fruit that remains, it means, you know, that what we do isn't just for us, it lasts, and He protects that as we trust Him. So I love that verse for many, many reasons.
Oh, that's so good. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show today and sharing your wisdom with us. And I just really appreciate you. And one last question I want to ask you, are there any other resources that if someone's interested in, maybe they haven't gone to broadcasting school and they want to get some more training, or they're interested in just learning more about media, where would you send them?
Well, you know, there are many, many options open today. I mean, there are so many colleges and universities that have broadcast programs and university training. There's also specialized schools that offer broadcast training. It may be, Misty, that, you know, if a person's already done college and they've already worked in a career, they may just need some media training. So I would say really research those options. I think that one of the things that college does is it help somebody that's to be cast develop a well-rounded approach, because there's many things to media that we don't think of immediately. Like, it's good to have a business sense. It's good to understand where media fits in the big picture. So I would highly recommend it, even if it's a community college. There are two-year programs that offer fabulous training.
Excellent. Well, that was great advice. Thank you so much. Thanks again for being on the show today. And where can my listeners find you?
Yeah, they can find me. My website is monicaschmelter.com. And on there, Misty, is all kinds of free tools and resources to study the Bible and to get closer to God. So they could learn more about my story and also find out where Bridges airs and the times and all of that good stuff as well.
Excellent. Okay, I will put that in the show notes. Thank you so much again. Take care.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you for joining me today on By His Grace. I hope you've enjoyed listening and are encouraged by our guest today. I would love for you to visit my blog, mistyphillip.com, for more encouragement. You can find me on social media as Misty Philip, and I would love to connect with you there.